So one could say it's the great awakener to go through loss. It is a potential opening if you don't run away from it. But so this is good to know. So what is usually condemned as bad by the mind and the mind made self is actually grace coming into your life. And sometimes grace is fierce. There's a film that was recently made about the life of Ram Dass, the spiritual teacher, American born, who suffered a stroke and is in a wheelchair now. And the film about his life is called Fierce Grace, because he recognized that the stroke that he suffered that made it difficult for him to speak, he can't move anymore except in a wheelchair. He recognized that that also was an act of grace. It was a loss. It was a form of death. It was an opening. But here, we invite the opt to do it to you. Instead of waiting for life to do it to you, which happens, but also there's never a guarantee that you will recognize it as an opening, so let's not wait. Instead of that, we voluntarily invite the opening into our lives. And so portals into the state of presence. This is a way of looking at it. All portals will take you, of course, deep into now. No matter what you will end up in the now. You move very deeply into this. One portal I pointed to last night, and it's very powerful. I would call it the primordial spiritual practice, the most effective, the core of all spiritual practices, almost. And that is the portal of bringing a yes into now, which means allowing this moment to be as it is. This is a voluntary portal opening up into the transformed state of consciousness. The mind-made self, its continued dominance depends on resistance, depends on reactivity, depends on not allowing what is to be, because what is not completing me. This isn't what I want. It shouldn't even be here. I need the future. Get this moment out of the way. It's an obstacle to me. I need to get past this moment somehow. This is how most people live. The now is an obstacle to finding me. It puts these obstacles in my path. How dare you, God, put these obstacles in my path? And so you recognize that that is a deeply conditioned mind movement and reactive pattern. And so you see how you miss life itself by denying or devaluing now, how conventionally, habitually,